Ignacio, President Rogge, dear IOC members, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Muzzy, Big Muzzy.
Play English Radio Program. While learn English through songs and music. We were playing a new game. A complete learning experience. Laughing and running, hey. Roibabel.wordpress.com. A place in the English speaking world. A program in English from the official School of Languages in Pamplona.
There is nothing quite like a relaxing cup of café con leche in Plaza Mayor.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We also sang.
Hi everybody, and welcome to our third Play English program. We hardly keep on trying to improve our English level, getting English stuck inside your head. We are Miquel Navarro and Sayoa Lizalde, and we have decided to do it introducing some local groups which compose and sing in English. Miquel is going to remind us why.
Because we love music and we love English, and because we know that there are more people with the same interest. As you know, songs are emotional, and when something is emotional, then of course it is also easier to remember.
Well, as we have said, we'll be interviewing some bands from Pamplona, and today we have the opportunity to talk to Hermano Lobo. That sounds like this.
Depending on the way you take, you lose some things you like, and I want everything.
I want everything.
I was always confident about my decisions, even when I knew I was wrong. Now I feel afraid,
I feel afraid.
Thinking in the long term and tomorrow knows.
Ooh.
If I'm happy I'll hear. I'm really tired to start again. Have a happy moment and leave. Makes me feel so sad,
makes me feel so sad.
We eat, we sleep, we go to bed. Talk about insane things I don't really believe.
Don't really believe.
Thinking in the long term and tomorrow knows.
Ooh.
If I'm happy out of here.
Keep my mind busy or go crazy.
Keep my mind busy or go crazy. Keep my mind busy or go crazy. Keep my mind busy or I go crazy. Depending on the way you take, you lose some things you like, and I want everything. Keep my mind busy or I go crazy. 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 Long term and tomorrow knows if I'm happy out
here. Wow. You have a wonderful acoustic sound. They were Bob and Ines from Hermano Lobo. Welcome to our radio program.
Hello, thank you very much.
To start with, please tell us, what do you play in Hermano Lobo?
Okay, I'm Bob, and I play the bass guitar normally, but I also play the acoustic guitar sometimes.
Uh-huh. And I sing. They sing very well, all of them, but I try to put some voices.
Okay, and how was Hermano Lobo born?
Well, it was 2 years ago, 2012. I had just become a father, and Paul, who's not here, but is very much the manager of the band, manager and member, he was offered a concert playing in Berra, offered by the government. But he didn't have a band to play the concert, so he very quickly put together a band, including myself. And we got maybe 8 people together to play the concert. Some of them are no longer in the band, and some new people have since joined the band. It's quite organic. And we wanted the band to not be a rock band. We had done rock before with no success whatsoever, and we wanted to do something much more pretty and melodic.
Yes.
And with elements of classical and folk as well. So we wanted a violin. And we have a violin and a trumpet.
So what kind of music do you play?
Well, I find it very hard to say, but Ines,
what do you think?
When you see in the news, the opinion of different people, they say that it's a kind of pop folk music that has to do with Western music, you know, because there are a lot of songs like this.
Yes.
So I don't know.
the Western thing is, I think it's mainly because of the trumpet, because John Herbert, who plays the trumpet, it certainly reminds me very much of Clint Eastwood films.
I think there are people from different countries in Hermano Lobo. Could you tell us from where? You, Bob, for example.
Okay, I'm from Scotland, and Paul, Al, and John are from England.
And what about you, Ines?
From San Sebastian.
Okay, so it's a multicultural band, isn't it?
It is, and we also have Claudia Ozes, who's from here. And we also have Mikael Rodriguez, who's from here. I think that's all we have.
And Claude, the violin.
Claudia.
Three of us come from Spain.
And does everybody speak English?
Well, to varying degrees, yes.
And is this a problem for you, or how do you understand each other? Or
we all speak Spanish.
You speak in Spanish?
Yeah, for me, that's one of the bonuses of the band. Every message I write is in Spanish.
Well, they speak a lot in English, but some of us want to learn. So I think we are trying to speak in English too, Mikel and me.
Okay.
However, you are in Pamplona, in Spain. Don't you think perhaps it could be easier for people to understand your lyrics if you sang in them in Spanish?
It doesn't sound the same.
Yeah,
I understand.
I think it would be a mistake for us. I think you need to have a very good level, or it would sound strange. You know, our pronunciation is British.
And so, do you think the audience understand your lyrics?
I think the audience don't understand the lyrics of a lot of music. But if you like the music, it's enough to love it. If you love the music, it's not enough, but you try to know about the
lyrics.
Meaning.
But also, when you write a song, normally you're trying to say something, you're trying to express something,
Of course.
And you want to express it the best way you can, which is in your language.
Well, I'm not sure, but because I've always tried to compose music in English. Never in Spanish. I don't know why, but but I agree.
You love English.
I mean.
And how do you compose your songs?
Well, I would say that there are two ways. Sometimes you're sitting with a guitar and you start playing things, and you get lucky and you think, oh, that sounds good, and you start going la 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 la, and a phrase comes into your head and you think, there's the inspiration. But nowadays, more often for me, it's a case of something happens in life, and I think that's something that I want to write about. Like the song you've just heard is based on real life experience, and And so these days, more often, I'm starting from a phrase, and I'm finding, because it works both ways. When you have a good phrase or two phrases, you very often find that music somehow comes into your head that fits the phrase.
And what about the language? Do you ever have grammatical doubt? You are from a Scotland,
about English,
perhaps.
No. Not about English. No.
What about you, Ines? Yeah. Have you ever? No.
I think it's okay. The letters. I think they don't have problems because it could be a problem.
but also sometimes you deliberately use bad grammar just because it seems more interesting sometimes.
Yes, to me.
And would you like to compose a song in Spanish? For example, have you tried?
Have I tried? I probably have tried.
Yeah.
I write songs for my daughter quite often. And some of them are in Spanish, but it's they, for me these are jokes. they're not
jokes.
Not for the public.
Okay. And could you give some advice to our listeners about? What can they do to improve their English level?
Ines?
Well, a lot of years ago, I had a boyfriend who came from New Zealand, so it's a good way, you know.
To have a girlfriend.
You have to San Fermines or
you have to try to go abroad, no? To be in there.
Yeah, I think that probably that is the best way to find a boyfriend or girlfriend who is British or who speaks English.
My accent comes from New Zealand.
Yeah, very very good accent, but. Obviously, most people can't do that, but I think the second best way is to do an intercambio. I'm doing three intercambios right now per week.
Awesome.
Okay.
So we will remind you once again what our program is about. We are trying to get to know the band Hermano Lobo today in this program, but it's time to present our next section. Do you remember?
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above.
Well, as you know, we won't sing in the rain. We will sing on the web, on the internet.
I think we could be responsible people for this rainy weather. Have you realized?
Oh, really? Maybe. Bob, Ines, guess what? We have searched for some special covers on YouTube. We are going to listen to them, and you have to guess what these popular songs are.
Okay.
It is okay. Is it okay?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
One sec.
So, let's get started.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Pink Floyd's
The Wall.
Very
soft.
Who's singing? Is it you?
It's a school band.
Okay. Yeah.
So, have you ever played so badly?
Yes.
So you have suffered.
Oh yes. No, I've been playing for 20 years. Yeah.
And what was the worst one? One of the worst.
The worst one was when we didn't tune the instruments before we started. We just said, that's fine, let's go. And I remember that my bass was in a completely different tuning to the guitar.
So
and we did the whole concert out of tune, and very badly out of tune.
So, well, let's listen to the second cover.
Okay.
Kento keto sivmen, no yon klista zuma live. Where I am,
very fast, very bad.
What's this?
I can't remember the title.
Oh, it's the Carpenters, no?
The author died 5 years ago, more or less. I played with the piano.
It's Maria Carey.
That's not my forte.
But her English is not
well.
Yeah.
At the end,
yes. she was.
But she's not her, no?
No.
Okay.
Kelly, she says.
Well, okay. It's artistic interpretation.
She's writing it, yeah.
I always admit my voice sounds as horrible as they are when I am taking a shower, but what about you? Are you able to sing properly in English when you are really excited on the stage, for example? Because sometimes, because of being excited...
Being excited, I think, helps.
Really?
I think in my... Yeah. I think
for me it's better
you can reach notes that normally you can't, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But I've had lots of problems on stage because I can't hear myself. And we sing in harmonies, and so sometimes I feel I'm shouting, not singing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Before finishing this third program, let's listen to our third section.
Dire Straits.
What are you playing now?
Dire Straits.
What are you listening to?
But which one?
Tell us, classmates. You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime,
sound of the river. You stop in your home. Yes, it was Dire Straits. Yes. In this section, we are going to listen to our classmates. Isn't it true, Sayo?
It's true. We want to know what they are listening to now. If they listen to English music, if they understand its lyrics, listen and pay attention.
Do you usually listen to music in English?
A little.
Yes, because I don't like especially music in Spanish. So.
Oh, yes, I like to listen music, English songs as well.
The Beatles or... some people pop music, we are standard.
Indie pop rock or folk or maybe American, classical American rock music, but people American and British music, really British bands.
I like some groups like Green Day, I love the lyrics, and also Passenger. I like the lyrics as well, the rhythms. It's a good exercise to practice your listening.
And do you understand the lyrics?
There is a little, because my English level is not very high, and then I understand only a little.
More or less, sometimes. For example, when someone is doing a rap, I don't understand anything. But when you are singing like a quiet, yes, I understand more or less.
It depends, because some bands sing more clearly than other ones, but I try to understand, or if I didn't, I try to read the lyrics in order to understand what they are singing in their songs.
If the sing is clear or slow, I understand, but if not, it's quite difficult for me to understand. Yeah.
And what do you do to improve your English, your level of English?
Well, I listen to music, and as well, I love to watch TV series in English. Yes,
in the original version.
In original version, of course, yes. And without subtitles, because when you are reading, you are not practicing your listening.
So I change the language of the film, and I put the subtitles to read at the same time I watch the film, the sitcom or the series.
I usually read novels in English, and I sometimes read also aloud. I also watch TV, the BBC News, or some films in English and subtitle in Spanish. Keep some CDs in English also, and I try to listen when I drive on my car. I think it's a good way to improve in my English.
Well, they were our classmates. What about you? What do you usually listen to?
For example, Ines.
I like all the music except noisy music.
Uh-huh.
So, and I like the music, you know. I try to sing the songs, but the words and the meaning for me it's in a second, you know?
Yeah.
In a second place. Yeah.
When a song likes me, I try to know about the words, but I like
to
listen to the music, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Bob?
Well, I'm kind of stuck in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
for example?
Well, the late Beatles or Rolling Stones, this kind of thing. And I've recently started doing a course, teaching a course in La Escuela, where it's called English Through Music, where we...
Yes, I know it.
and Sayoa is one of the participants.
Uh-huh. Do you want to sing?
And the reason I mention this is because I ask the students to give me ideas. So they actually force me, including Sayoa, to listen to music that I've never heard before, which is very good for me. But even then, the music, I think the most modern was Oasis.
Yeah.
So 1995, I think.
Don't look back in anger.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, basically I'm a 60s, 70s kind of guy.
And what about Hermano Lobo's influences?
Well, I think the Stones is definitely an influence. I think Clint Eastwood, well, not Clint Eastwood, but Morricone is an influence. What do you think?
I don't know, because you compose.
Perhaps Passenger could be an influence.
Not particularly. I wouldn't. You mean Iggy Pop?
Yeah.
It's a cool song. It's got great atmosphere. We do look for a dark atmosphere quite often, which that song certainly has. But I think it's very hard for us or to say what the influences are.
Okay. To finish with, will you tell us about Hermanos Lobo's agenda? When and where we'll be able to enjoy you?
Good question. We're playing a concert on Friday.
This Friday.
Friday the 28th at 10:30 p.m. Yeah. In El Bardo Escaldao.
Yes.
And it's free to get in.
Oh, it's free.
It's in Motilba,
that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't want to go to the concert, you can watch it live on the internet, I believe. It's being streamed live, they tell me.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Wonderful.
Apart from that, there's another concert in May in the Garazzi. Bar.
That's just near from here.
Near here.
Near here, yeah.
The actual date, is it the 9th of May?
I can't remember. I think it's at the end of May. I'm not sure.
So we will check it.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. We hope to see you.
Do you have a Facebook account or something?
I
think Paul has created. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
We will check it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, that's all. Thank you very much, Bob and Ines. And thanks for having accepted our invitation.
No, it's a pleasure.
And we would like to finish this program in the same way it started, listening to Hermano Lobo in acoustic sound. See you next program. Hope you have enjoyed as much as we did. And remember that although we don't believe in miracles, we believe in music. It does work when it comes to learn a language. Get familiar with English rhythm, tone and beat while you enjoy music. See you around. Bye.
Bye.
When you give me comfort, you get the best. On my own, I'm a little bit less. Man, I wanna be for you. The man that I would be if I could. But I'm a gambling man, I got shaky hands. Can't stand still, it's just the way that I am. I got itchy feet, won't you give me a drink? Leave me alone, you give me time to think. Well, baby, I'm gonna be away tonight. She left me. Why didn't you come back last night? Was it something that I said last night? Was it something that I said last night?
Why weren't you in my bed last night? Dealer, dealer, won't you deal me in? I got cards to play and time to kill. Dealer, dealer, won't you deal me in? I got a hole in my wallet that I need to fill, yeah. I'm such a silly Billy. I'm such a silly Billy. I'm such a silly Billy. Are saying that's enough of this mess. I know I got it wrong and it's starting to show. You're looking at me like an Eskimo. I know you're gonna leave me tonight. 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 She left me. Was it something that I said last night? 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 Why weren't you in my bed last night?